fucking boners on the bus going home from school. And that will always happen at the stop before mine. So I just gotta get up and go to the front door of the bus while my dick is just furiously fighting the stitching of my pants. Like the fucking baby alien trying to burst out of your chest. So I go there, and what do? You gotta take your backpack and just put it in front of your crutch like this and just hunch over so your dick doesn't touch the back, because that's just gonna make it worse. So you're sitting there sweating and you just try to look normal. And everybody in this bus looks at you and go, oh, this kid's gonna come every second now. And you're just sitting there feeling the heat and just go, come on! Come on, stop the bus! And you look over and see another guy just like you in the same position. And this is the first time you're introduced to the concept of empathy. Because after, for 13 years, you've been just a narcissistic asshole. You say, oh, I want candy! And now you see a guy go, wow, I feel the way he feels. So you have that feeling, you want to go over and put your hand on his shoulder and go, hey man, I have a boner too. By the way, this is a bad idea. That's how the Unibomber was created. You don't want to do that to a kid. You're going to just shatter his psyche so bad that 7 years later, he's in a bungalow in the woods scraping gunpowder off of fireworks and licking stamps. Well,
welcome to another episode of the podcast. I apologize for what I just did. I don't know what it is. Spontaneous sing-songy compulsions might not be the best thing to start an episode with, but it's over. I'm not gonna edit this because I'm a lazy fuck. You know, that's how I've been living my life for the last 4 or 5 years, and I mean, doesn't feel good, but it's easier that way. Now, I was thinking about school shootings the other day. I mean, I don't just think about those things. I guess I heard something on the news again, and perhaps I heard somebody talk about and give their opinion on the radio. And I was thinking, that is interesting, because what do you do to fix that, you know? People seem to be arguing a lot about guns and mental health, and they never seem to get to any conclusion, you know, because people that are arguing the problem have, you know, something at stake. They're either sponsored by the National Rifle Association or a mental health clinic, I have no idea. So they'll never really change the law based on the shootings, because you think if they did, they would have done it, since there have been many of them over the past years now, and you know, they're well publicized now, we all know about them, they're all over social media. Nothing can escape anymore from the knowledge of everyone else, because people find about something and they share it, and then everyone knows now. But I was thinking about that. Why was I thinking it? Because and this is gonna sound weird and bad perhaps, but every time I hear a story about somebody getting a rifle and going into a movie theater or a mall and shoots a bunch of people, I started to kind of feel for them. And that is weird to say and it's bad, but I don't feel for them like I feel sorry for them. I kind of understand their anger. That's probably more likely to happen, because I've been angry for a while, and I wasn't before. I was not angry. I was not sad. I was not disappointed with life. optimistic and I was happy. And then I came to America when I was 21, and I've been struggling, you know, to accommodate, to acclimate, to get used to the new environment, to the new life. And for the first 3-4 years, I was still happy and optimistic. And then I started to drive a truck, and everything started to fold. Everything started to go downhill when it comes to my, perception of the world. And I mean, I'm not losing my mind. Don't get scared, you know. But what I'm trying to say is, at some point, I knew that I was happy and positive, and now I'm dark and sad, and I just hate everyone. And I thought, okay, how did that happen? What's the reason for me to become such a negative person? Because, yeah, I mean, I'm coming off as a bit of a dick these days, but I wasn't. It's kind of manufactured that personality, that off top of my positive personality. I was raised to be a nice person, but my mom and dad and now I just kind of want to yell at people. And this anger that I have in me, I kind of understand probably those people who go and shoot other people, they probably have similar anger. But the difference between me and them is that my brain is advanced enough that it governs me from doing weird shit. Yeah, I can get mad, but I would never go and attack a person. But the anger is still there. See what I'm saying? Those people, they have the same anger, but they act on it. And people, of course, you know, they argue about, oh, maybe it's a mental health problem, maybe it's a gun problem. I personally think it's a mental health problem. I mean, the guns don't help the cause, but surely, I'm not a big gun person. I've never shot a gun. I find them cool. Surely, if somebody gives me a gun, I probably would enjoy shooting, you know, like at a range or something. But I don't, you know, I'm a pragmatic guy. I don't think we need to have them in our houses, or at least that many of them. Because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we passed that period in our development where we need to go out and survive in the world. We don't have to go and survive in fight or flight type of situation to encounter every day. No, I just get up and take the train and go to work, and then you do stuff and have a lunch break and then have a coffee, and then you go home and you watch Narcos and then go to bed. And that's our life. Nowhere in this time period is there something that can happen to you that can damage your health. I mean, even if it does, it's really low probability. So, I believe it's a mental health problem. And what do you do with a mental health problem? Well, what people do is they go to a medical doctor who deals with that, and they give you a bunch of pills, I guess. But we all know the pills have side effects, and you know, you're dependent on them. You have to buy them. They're not cheap. What if you don't have the money? What if you don't have the insurance? Then you're on your own. You're already hooked on drugs. Well, we go on the street, get other drugs. They're lesser quality. You got hooked, maybe. It ruins your life, you know. There's not, and all that, and also a lot of people won't qualify for psychological medical help. And that was what I was trying to get to. Sorry. A lot of people have anger that are not necessarily out of their mind. They're not diagnosed with with a mental illness. Because every time somebody shoots people and people get, oh no, I didn't see that coming. He was a nice guy. Or, you know, sometimes those shooters are obviously disturbed, but a lot of them you wouldn't know before they actually did the act. So a lot of them are not, you know, full-on crazies. They're just dudes who are disturbed, but at some point their brain gets rid of that governor that I told you about, and they go ahead and act on it. So what do you do with those people? That is interesting to me. I don't know what to do. I just like to think about that and kind of, yeah, I like thinking about things. And I find that interesting because this is a, I'm a fan, as I've said before, of human behavior. Whatever the humans do, it's interesting to me, no matter what it is. The more extreme it is, the more interesting I find it, because who wants to think about ordinary things? They're like, oh yeah, that's not interesting. You see what I'm saying? Extremes are always more appealing to observe. So this is extreme behavior, obviously, and that's why I think about it. And I don't know what to do with those people. You can't. I believe this. I don't know if I believe it. I just think it's possible. It is the world that we live in. It's the society that it's been created. Because here's the thing. I haven't heard any news of mass shootings on that scale in any other country in the world. In America, this is the biggest problem. And a lot of people say, okay, yeah, we don't see those things because people there don't have the guns. They don't have the capability to go and do a mass shooting like this. But I think America is unique in a way that the society is created on that, on the basis of free market and sort of every man for himself. There's very few safety nets in the society. So what you got to do is, yeah, a lot of people may think, oh yeah, food stamps, that's a safety net. Yeah, compared to other countries, that these are very few things that you guys get here. And so this, the way the whole country is run is everyone is trying to, you know, everyone is being pumped in their head from early age that if you work hard, you can be a Donald Trump. You can have $1 billion, right? And that statistically is not true, certainly. But that mentality, and is also the free market capitalistic society, makes you go out and produce. And you don't have paid vacations the way other countries do. You work more hours than other people in other countries do, and it's all about production. And so people, I think the whole country is under this huge stress level, because you gotta always go to work. You can't just be adventurous and go, oh, I'm gonna take 2 months off of work and I'm gonna go travel. Well, yeah, if you have money, you can do that, but most people can't afford that. But most people can't afford to go on vacations and go and relax or try their luck in art and whatever else, music, whatever they want to do. No, they got to go and produce and work that factory job and go and work at McDonald's and other places. Some people have more than two jobs, and because it's all about production. Because once you stop working, then shit goes south, and so you can't stop. You're always under pressure. And I think eventually that pressure gets to you. And I think this is why I became from a normal, I mean, not normal, I mean, I'm still considered a normal person, but from this happy, positive kid when I was 21 to this grumpy, old, and I'm not even old, guy who's angry at everyone. I think that social pressure and the stress eventually affect you. And there's levels. it might affect you a little, it might affect you more. It affected me certainly to an extent, but I believe other people could have been more damaged. And if they're with the more fragile psyche or something, they might actually go and do things. They might actually act on their anger. I think this is a part that no one talks about. And so people, how are we going to solve this? Well, we might not be able to. Because nature has its way to balance itself out. And if you create a society where you have the freedom to pursue whatever you want, but if you pursue it, you got to really go after it, you can't take any more breaks, then eventually the side effect will be some people can't handle this way of life and they go and shoot other people. So you got to really decide, do you want to have the free society with free market and strong economy? And once in a while, run the risk of being shot in the face by a disturbed young man at a mall? Or you want to be, you know, not have all those opportunities, but live a, you know, more closeted life. I mean, more ordinary life. And not be able to express yourself and your individualism. That's what I think. It's possible. Maybe that's possible. Maybe the society created those people. I mean, maybe I think they'll keep existing. And I just hope that I don't get caught in the crossfires. That's why I shop online. I don't go to malls anymore because I don't want to get shot over this 30% off of Express jeans, you know, from that coupon that I got into the mail. No, I don't go there. I just order online and I hope the clothes fit me. And if they don't, I'll send them back. But that might take more time, but at least I have a lot less lead in my body. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. I thought that could be interesting to think about. I'm not saying. I feel like I kind of understand why that happens. I mean, you gotta know I'm completely full of shit, but that's, you know, I announce that every time, so you don't take my words for granted. But I think it's interesting to talk about stuff like that. Like back in the day, they had this guy, Theodore Kaczynski. He's known as the Unibomber. He was back in the 70s. He got a lot of credit. Not sure how deservingly so, since he barely killed anybody. I think, Jesus Christ. Wow. No one ever calls me ever. But somebody had to call me when I'm recording, you fucks. Anyway, Theodore Kaczynski, he got a lot of credit for being evil, but he, I don't know if you know who he is, you know, I learned about him from, I believe it was an NPR show where they talked about him. And then I thought it would be interesting to see if there's a documentary about him. And there was, and I watched that. And certainly interesting. This guy was super smart. He went to Harvard. And what happened later on, he moved to a cabin in the woods somewhere in Montana and started making those homemade bombs. And he would just send them in the mail. And they would explode. I'm not sure how many people died. I think a lot of people got injured, but I think one or two died, which is certainly not good. But I think today's shooters, when it comes to damage, they're actually, yeah, surpassing him by a lot. But back in the day, these occasions were rarer, I suppose. So he got a lot of publicity. back in the day. Now I'm not sure who's who anymore. No, every week there's a different dude, and I've been critical of those mass shooters for their lack of vision and creativity, but yeah, I can't remember all of their names. Fuck them, you know. But this guy was interesting because this could support what I said over the past, whatever, 18 minutes. He was very smart. He was he went to Harvard, and what Harvard, they were doing this weird study. I don't know why they did it. I'm not sure what they got out of it. But what they would do is they would make students write essays where they share personal information about themselves. And what they would do is they would bring a CIA, I believe, interrogator to interview those kids. And he would interrogate them individually, and he would use the facts that he got from the essay that they shared about themselves. So he would throw those very personal facts into the interrogation and kind of see what happens. So Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, he was one of the students that this study was run on. And interestingly, several years later, he kind of freaked out and went to the woods and started sending bombs away. So even though this guy was super smart, he was, he had a lot of potential. If you break this guy's psyche, he might do weird shit. And he did. He had some ideas that were not sure how radical they are. If you read them now, they probably would make a lot of sense. I believe he called or sent a letter to a newspaper that he wanted to, an essay that he wrote, he wanted it published. And he kind of threatened them, if you don't publish it, I'll keep sending bombs. I think they published it eventually. I haven't read it, but it's all about the government and how it's ran badly and people don't care about people and blah, 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 corruption. Which, as I said, might make sense these days, but back in the day, you know, he was considered really radical, and they eventually arrested him. I think he's still alive. He's in his 70s. And he's, you know, of course, he's in jail for the rest of his life. But that's what I'm trying to say. Even if you start as a good prospect of a person with a lot of ambition, a lot of, potential, if something happens and fucks with your psychological health, you might snap. So what I'm trying to say is maybe, you know, it can't change much on your own, but what you can do is just be nicer to the people around you, because that might help. Maybe that disturbed kid goes to your school and you're his classmate. Maybe if you don't call him an asshole and just, you know, talk to him normally, maybe he wouldn't snap. Who knows? That's just a thought. That's just an idea. I mean, we gotta try it to figure out if it works. The podcast ran way too long, and I'm not sure whether it was funny or interesting in any way. I just thought about those things, and I don't know. I find them interesting. I like psychology. I find it compelling, and hopefully you enjoyed it. And I'll talk to you in a few days. Bye.